This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by AGI SureTrack. I'm Dustin Huffman. After 4 years of the Trump administration and talking almost nonstop about trade, the Biden administration has not only backed off the discussions, but seemingly ground them to a screeching halt. Last week, U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai talked with her Chinese counterpart and never once brought up progressing on the next stages of a bilateral trade agreement. That's an agreement that sees its commitments under the first phase wrapping up very soon. Many ag groups have been urging the president to move forward on trade or at least give a game plan on what the administration plans to do. Last week, Farmers for Free Trade held a roundtable discussion with representatives across the industry. The message from the meeting was clear. The U.S. cannot allow our competitors to gain an upper hand. We'll hear more next.
Your operation is teeming with data points. Managing that information can be difficult. There's one agriculture platform that converts data points into profit. A subscription to AGI SureTrack gives your data a place to connect. Whether it's in-bin grain conditioning, production costs, or fleet performance, deploying an easy-to-use platform moves your operation forward. See what the future of ag looks like with AGI SureTrack. Visit AGISureTrack.com to get started.
During the Farmers for Free Trade roundtable discussion, participants heard from the National Pork Producers Association's immediate past president, Howard A.V. Roth. He said now was the time to be finding export market opportunities.
It is imperative that the administration focus on expanding markets for U.S. agriculture and pork around the world. The biggest export opportunity for our industry lies in Southeast Asia. Earlier this year, and after years of work, the Philippines government unilaterally lowered their tariffs on pork to combat food price inflation. Since then, U.S. pork exports have increased by over 150% in the first 7 months of the year. These market access victories are wonderful for the industry and U.S. workers, but we also should focus on comprehensive market access packages like those offered in trade agreements like the CPTPP.
Dairy was represented at the meeting by Michigan dairy farmer and chair of the Michigan Milk Producers Association, Doug Chapin. He says that we haven't had a complete trade agreement negotiated since USMCA. We only have partial agreements with China and Japan, and trade pacts with the EU and UK are both in limbo.
Aside from the USMCA update to NAFTA, the last genuinely new free trade agreement we had enacted took effect nearly a decade ago, with negotiations that happened much earlier. We seem to be either evaluating or at times negotiating deals, but not implementing new comprehensive trade agreements that eliminate tariffs on our exports. Just as I have continued in the family business, I would love to have the opportunity to pass the operation along to my children. However, for continued growth and prosperity and for future generations to continue milking, we need new markets that come with new trade agreements.
National Corn Growers Association board member Deb Gangwish also added that these trade deals go beyond supporting the farmers' bottom line. It helps benefit the whole industry across the board.
It's interesting to note that in 2018, there was an economic analysis run by IHS Market that talked about jobs, and they mentioned for every one job directly involved in the export of grain and grain products, we have an additional 3.2 jobs that are indirectly supported elsewhere in the U.S. economy. That's powerful. And we see that on our farm and in rural America. It can keep us vibrant. More than 20% of our domestic corn crop is exported annually when we account for corn and the value-added products such as ethanol and distillers dried grains with solubles, or DDGs. For growers like me in Nebraska and across the U.S., trade is responsible for 33% of a corn farmer's income. That's a lot.
I'm Dustin Huffman.